Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. You work with Stephen King. Do you still work for him?
No, I'm in contact with him, but no, this was a long time ago. Actually, he called me one day and he said, I have a couple of things I want to talk to you about. I said, yes. He said, first of all, I want you to do some research for me. And I heard the word research and I thought, homework. No, I got to get out of this.
Mm.
And then he says, and another thing I want to talk to you about, I want to write an article about you for Playboy. And I said, you want to write about me for Playboy? And he said, yeah. I said, I love doing research.
That's a smart way to get you to do something you didn't want to do. Yeah.
So one night I was over at his house doing research. It was I like to say it was a dark and stormy night, but it was actually sunny and about 70 degrees,
okay.
7 o'clock. And he's all alone there, and I walk in, and I said, how are you? You know, and all that. He says, hey, listen, I got to go to the store and buy some beer. Do you want to come with me? Do you want to stay here?
Here.
I said, well, is anybody home? He said, no, nobody's home. Wife took the kids to the movies. I said, well, I'll just stay here and watch TV. So, okay. So I'm watching TV, and all of a sudden I hear footsteps walking on the ceiling above. And I'm thinking to myself, geez, I thought he said nobody was home. So I get up, and the footsteps follow me all the way through the living room, the dining room, into the stairs. And I say, is anybody upstairs? And there's no answer. And the footsteps stop. So I go back to the TV room. I'm sitting there, and the footsteps start up again. So then I go back to the stairs. I am halfway up the stairs when I actually say to myself, hey, dummy, you're alone in Stephen King's house. If this was a movie, people would be yelling, don't go any further. I get halfway up the stairs. I said, is there anybody up there? And all of a sudden, the big door slam, boom. I said, I don't care if there's anybody up there. I'm not going any further. Back in the TV room I go. And I think he's playing a trick. But then I see him coming up the driveway, and I hear the footsteps at the same time. So he came in, and I said, hey, I thought you said there's nobody home. He says, no, nobody's home. I said, there's somebody walking around upstairs, slammed a door. He goes, oh, that's just General Weber. And I said, but who's General Weber? And he said, oh, that he was an old Civil War general, hung himself in the house about 100 years ago. And I said, can we do the research out on the front? So, you know, all I know is what I heard. That's
yeah.
All I can tell you.
Yeah. General.
The general. General Weber.
Thank you, Mighty John. Appreciate it. Four men busted in Jersey while planning to shoot bowling balls out of a cannon, sending a bomb team rushing to the site.
Oh.
Four pals spotted hauling the old school weapon through a field on a trailer.
Where'd they get it?
Attached to a pickup truck.
You don't ask in Jersey, would you get that? It fell off a truck.
It was attached to a truck.
Well, yeah, then they attached it. Once it fell off a truck, then attached to a truck. You are going to get that pen inserted in your rectum.
Rectum?
There was nothing wrong with what I just said. It fell off a truck. They attached it to a truck. Clicker.
So the police, aided by the Atlantic City Bomb Squad, searched the vehicle, found fireworks along with a box of powdery black explosive chemical and bowling balls.
Nice.
Oh, so they're cooking up their own dynamite. That's why they got arrested.
The men told the cops they wanted to shoot the balls out of the cannon, thought it wasn't clear, though it wasn't clear why they wanted to do it. I don't know, because it's fun.
Exactly.
It's cool.
Right. Plus, you aim it towards a local bowling alley. It'd be hilarious.
I never had that urge.
No, not at a bowling alley, but yeah, set up some pins on the other end of the field.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Find out the trajectory of the ball and then put pins there.
Really good, because that's the next level thing. Like
right.
When you see stuff on Instagram, it's not just some hot girl with a ball. It's like she hits a really hard shot or something.
Exactly.
Right. So you don't want to just see guys firing bowling balls out of a cannon. You want to see them making a strike or doing
right.
Something amazing.
Exactly.
Bowling ball golf coming
like
next.
One guy catches it at the end. Whatever.
Mm.
That'd be really impressive.
Or, yeah, a garbage can.
You're right.
It's like
the trick shots.
Right, but you set the garbage cans up like you're playing beer pong.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Triangle.
I got the red can. Triangle. I got the red can.
And that would be a great sound.
That'd be awesome. Boom.
Yeah, so the dumbass here is the person who wrote in this story, though it wasn't clear why.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be a reason.
This is what guys do.
Because we're bored, we have a cannon, and it's fun.
Yeah.
I still want to know where they got this cannon.
I have a feeling they made the cannon.
You think
That's
so?
My thought.
Like a giant potato gun type deal?
No, yeah. Like a cannon.
No, I was looking for a house back in the day out in Litchfield County, and we came upon this farmhouse, and in the farmhouse was this device that looked like a cannon from the Civil War, but modern.
Nice.
Right? Cool. So it was two wheels and the barrel and all these gauges and stuff.
That was Halloween,
and
right?
A wide barrel. And I said to the guy who was the agent and the guy who owned the house, I said, so what's the deal with this? He said, it's a pumpkin cannon.
Yes.
Nice.
This is the thing.
What? Yeah. I'm like, a pumpkin cannon? He goes, yeah, we go to the fairs.
It's a competition every year.
It's a competition.
Right.
And some people have these contraptions that are like slingshots.
Yeah,
right.
The
trebuchet.
Right. Everybody has different ways, and whoever gets the pumpkin the furthest. He goes, the first year we arrived with this thing, we came in third.
Wow.
And then we knew we had to make some adjustments.
And more firepower.
The second year we were there, it shot the pumpkin so far that no one can find it.
Hasn't landed yet.
We don't even know how far it went.
But the space
station, we hold the record,
yeah.
But we don't know what the number is.
Right.
Jesus, I want one of them.
Oh, definitely.
They win by default.
Mm.
Plus, the pumpkin pie afterwards is amazing.
So also in this truck, they found marijuana, two glass pipes, and liquid THC.
Oh, come on.
And
buzzkill.
And arrested.
It was just going to be a weekend. But the guy's a bunch of cannons. That's it. That's all.
That's the difference between, all right, take this home, don't shoot this here, and, yeah, we're going to take you all in.
Right. Yep. And then why would you write, though it wasn't clear why? Because they were stoned.
Right.
Okay?
It seemed like a good idea. Right. There was nothing on TV.
No. There it goes.
Hey. Nice. The end was anticlimactic.
Yeah,
that was his jaw falling right there.
I can't believe it went that far.
That was actually a seed.
Racist guy goes nuts on airplane.
Oh, this guy's a freak.
Yeah, I saw this picture and thought, man, if you get on my plane, I'm getting off. I'm asking people to get you off the plane.
I'm not hanging with you at all.
Yeah, you're not going to close the door of this metal tube
right. That's
going to fly through the air with Burger King.
Yeah, he's wearing a Burger King
crown.
Yeah, the cardboard can the kids use.
He's an adult man, not a 5-year-old or an 11-year-old.
A tall adult man, too.
Like, he looks crazy, and he's wearing a Burger King hat. No, you have to look. If we're going to check everyone's shoes and look through your bag, there has to be some kind of a mental exam for anyone who's wearing a paper crown.
Yeah, at that point, you say, okay, listen.
Before you get on, we need to ask you these. Sir, can you step over here?
Right.
What's the problem? I noticed you're wearing a paper crown.
My first question is it your birthday?
Right.
Yeah, if the answer is anything other than, oh, I forgot my kid put that there, and you remove it immediately,
or
that's a red flag.
Having a bad hair day, needed to keep my hair in place.
So, do you think you're a king of anything, and what is it that you're a king of?
Right.
We need these questions answered before we put you on a metal tube that's going to fly, and we close the door, and you're locked in with these
Whopper
people.
With or without cheese.
Does this kingdom you're king of have any enemies? Are any of those people in this building?
Yeah. How do you feel about people on airplanes?
Red alert.
I never heard of Dash Bill. Great. Click it. Thank you. Douchebagia. Douchebagia. There we go.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Hangover?
Yeah.
It's too early to drink, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
So, a song that could easily have been sung by a guy wearing a Burger King crown.
Yeah.
So it turns out the guy is a crazy, racist guy saying bad things. So I was going to pass over the story, but when we got this audio, I said, all right, yeah, let's play it. This is audio of him on the flight.
Yep.
All right.
This is my seat.
Can you stand up?
Where's 25A? Why did she just knee me in the stomach? Excuse me, I'm part West African. I can say anytime I want.
You're being.
I want a lawsuit right now.
Please stop. You need to stop. There are children. Please stop. That's not necessary.
I never heard someone yell, I want a lawsuit before.
Right. But you never see someone wearing a Burger King crown on a plane either.
That's true.
I want a lawsuit.
I want a lawsuit.
Bye.
That's nuts. Bye. You've got your Whopper and you've got your crown. Okay.
I'm not surprised a guy wearing a paper crown on an airplane couldn't find seat 25A. Right? When you look down, you see the row. Okay, this is row 24.
Right.
And this one's 23. So, 25. Here's 25.
That's 25, right.
Yeah, let me look up at the luggage compartment. It's like, okay,
look.
A is an aisle and B and C is at the window.
Right, okay, the crown wasn't over his
I'm
eyes.
In this seat right here.
Yeah. Right. He'll look like a very tall, nutty Mitch Halleck. Like he'd be like Mitch's brothers.
Mitch wears crowns on airplanes.
Yeah, like Mitch's brothers downstairs.
Right, but if it's Mitch and he says, I'm king of the nerds, it's like, all right.
Here. Right, it's got the crown.
Right.
Yeah.
I see you're wearing feety pajamas with your paper crown.
Exactly.
Okay. With a butt flap.
Yeah, you get your towel attached to the back, right?
You got your Spider-Man mask on.
There you go, see?
On your way, sir.
Right. Come right on.
Juice boxes, everyone.
Okay. This one, I don't know. I don't think I would have done this.
I don't know.
And she bought a very haunted plantation, and the spirits took it out on her family.
Whoops.
Seems like they didn't like you, Francis.
Should have met first.
Seems like it.
Francis Kermeen, author of The Myrtle's Plantation, true story of America's most haunted house on the phone. So why did you buy it?
I had no idea it was haunted. I wanted to buy a bed and breakfast. And
a good researcher.
Right. Shouldn't you ask first, is place haunted?
Yeah.
First question you ask, is place haunted?
I did ask.
And how's the school?
They lied.
And taxes.
Oh, they lied to you. All right. That's different. There's laws against that now?
Actually,
they could... There's something about death. It's not haunted because that's all subjective. But if you ask, has anyone died here?
Right. They have to tell you.
If they know, they have to tell you.
They have to. Right.
But if you don't ask, they don't have to tell you.
Right. Don't tell.
So you asked if it was haunted. Wouldn't you just like go into the downtown, go to the luncheonette and say, hey, that place over there.
What do you think?
What do you think about that?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Wait, what do you know about this property?
If you hear them drop a dish, you go, the plantation? Then you know.
Right.
Then you know. The plantation.
Right. The diners all hustle and bustle.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, hey, so I'm going to buy that plantation up the...
Dead silence.
People fall over in their chairs. People are starting to scurry out the restaurant.
Your cars pull up.
Comes out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Right. Mid-chew.
And it's completely quiet. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like that scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Right.
Yeah.
The last
thing you want to hear is, why, today's the anniversary.
Right.
So, you wanted to buy a bed and breakfast.
Right.
Yes.
At an old plantation.
Yeah.
Was haunted.
Right. So you bought the Myrtles, right?
The owner told the staff and everybody around not to let any prospective buyers know that there was ghosts. I didn't have a chance.
It's a surprise, yeah.
Okay, now I feel bad for you. I thought you bought it knowing it was haunted, thinking, I'll make some money off of this because people like to go to the haunted bed and breakfasts. Then, it took it out on your family. And I thought, you kind of knew going in that this could happen.
There was no indication whatsoever looking at the house when you first walked up there. Like nothing happened, like a door closed or you heard something kind of weird or a cold patch as you're checking the place out for the first time.
Okay, well, that did happen, but I kept asking, and they kept...
And you bought it anyway.
I feel like I'm done, you know. Yeah, I did.
Must have been a really good price.
It's funny how we go back and forth from thinking you're smart to thinking you're dumb.
Thanks.
We weave, don't we?
Yeah. All right, that was a great question.
Of course we're weaving, because the place is closed.
All right, Francis, take us through. All right, so you go and you look at it, and what, there was a sign that something could be wrong?
Well, every time we would... laugh. I would hear like hundreds of people laughing. It was just kind of a weird thing, and I'd look around and
like a laugh track, like you're on Seinfeld.
Yeah. And I had my name called, but I thought it was the real estate agent.
What was that? Yeah,
that's the way I was. Yeah, and the owner says, "Oh, Francis, don't be ridiculous." So I kind of felt like a dumb, you know. I was pretty young. This was some time ago too, before it was popular. It was not popular in those days to have a ghost.
Nobody wants one.
Okay. So you're walking through. Every time you laugh, you hear like 100 people laughing.
Yeah, and I had my name called.
You had your name called.
No red flag yet, right? No red flag yet.
You know, you're the person in a movie. I'm yelling at the screen.
Right.
I know. Yeah. How embarrassing.
Wow. All right. So you buy it anyway.
Yes. I don't think I could have not bought it because I think I might have had a past life there.
Oh,
it was
really?
Just so compelling. Oh, yeah. My life ran identical to one of the previous... people that owned the house.
They also died there.
But you did.
Yeah, actually, yeah, well, she was poisoned.
I'm just like, God.
Right.
I see dumb people.
Wow. What if, is it possible that you're dead and we're talking to you? Wouldn't that be the weirdest thing if we looked you up and found that you died like 30 years ago?
That'd be weird for me too, yeah.
Go in the mirror.
Wow.
Don't you kick it in the table.
But you didn't know any of this before you bought it. You felt some connection to the place. And
I recognized it, yes.
Oh, you recognized it?
I did. I looked up the back staircase. The wind blew up and up the case staircase, and I just felt like I'd been there before. And there was no way I couldn't have bought it.
Well, you were yesterday. Well, you forgetful, aren't you?
Man, it's just, but it's so freaky.
Yeah.
You know?
Freaky.
No, it's freaky. Like, I don't know if I would do what you did.
It was compelling, yeah. And I was so young back then. So
how
yeah.
young?
I was in my 20s when I bought it. I came from California.
Where'd you get that kind of money?
I was actually restoring Victorian houses. I fell into it by accident. My parents said, "Oh, you're so stupid to buy a house in college." And
wow.
In those days.
All right, so now you own the place.
Yes.
What was the first sign that you thought, oh, this is haunted?
It was my second night there. I'm upstairs. The owner was still there. We had a period where we were both staying there so he could teach me the tour and everything. And I heard footsteps come up the back staircase and go walk back and forth. And then they came up to the door, and then the door starts rattling. Uh-huh. And I called out and nobody was there, and I got scared and I ran downstairs and slept in the room next to the owner. And I woke up later feeling like somebody was watching me, and I looked up and there was a black lady holding a candle with a tin with a candle in it standing over me, and I completely lost it. I started screaming my head off. So that was my first clue.
Is that a pumpkin spice candle?
Yeah.
I hate pumpkin spice candles. That's the worst, man. Give me a vanilla flavor or something like that. Maybe like apple pie. But, yeah, pumpkin spice, I'm done.
This lady, did she look like she was from the present or from the past? And could you
definitely from the past. She had a long flowing gown on. She had her head wrapped in a turban. And we had just closed the house that day, or I probably would have left at that point. I mean, that was it for me. I think I looked, and there was some cherry brandy, and I sat up the rest of the night.
But when you see that, and it's clear that she's a ghost. Like, does she look like a real person, or is it?
Can you see through her?
She did look like a real person.
Okay,
but
that's
she wasn't
scarier.
Of this era. And then when I started screaming, I finally. I don't know how long I was screaming, reached my hand out to touch her, and my hand passed right through her, and then she vanished. Right. So, yeah, that was a pretty good
What did her eyes look like? Yeah, did her eyes look alive or dead or...
Angry?
Yeah, they were kind of glowing. I didn't really want to look at her face. Like, oh, I avoided God. Looking at her face.
Okay. Brandy, too, apparently.
But you have the owner there, right, who was doing the, you know, helping you take over the
yeah.
place. And then did you yeah, want to strangle alone. Him at this... Is that, you know, like, why
didn't
I did.
You tell I me? Did. But again, I said, you know, what happened? He goes, oh, don't be silly. You know, it made me feel like it.
What ghost? Oh, come on.
But when I met his mother, the first thing she says is, oh, John L. told us you saw the ghost in the green turban. And he was so excited. I'm like, uh-huh, you knew. And I was kind of pissed. But by then he was... You know, I was leaving the next day anyway. So, but there's just so much at the Myrtles. I mean, like, unlike a lot of haunted houses, almost every day something happens. It's just constant. There was 10 murders there.
Oh, 10?
10 murders.
10, wow. Yes.
Any of them while you owned it?
No.
Okay, good.
Almost a former owner that night.
And there are different kinds of ghosts there, right? Children, prominent men.
Yeah, plus there's, like, some of them were obviously trapped in the past. You can walk by, and, like, the chief of staff of Stanford hears somebody say, Daddy, which dress should I wear to the ball? And then sometimes they say, Francis, what are you doing? You know, they're in the present. So that's kind of weird, too.
Right.
Jeez. All right, and then we got to get to the part where they started taking it out on your family. Like, your family started just unraveling. This is a movie. I don't know how. Like, this feels like The Shining to me, really.
For certain, yep.
Give us one example, because we're up against the clock here. Then we want to have you back to go through this, because this is not only a good movie, it's a very scary movie.
Should call it The Murder Plantation.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, probably the scariest thing that ever happened, we had a well-known psychic come in to find out what the spirits wanted and what was going on. And the first time it went normal, you know, the spirits are talking and telling who they are. And then he comes out of it. We go back into it, and all of a sudden things started flying around the room. The clock spins ahead to 3 o'clock. The hand flies off the clock. The whole room is going crazy. There's a windy sound. It was just deafening. And then it goes dead quiet, and then my husband starts moaning in a woman's voice.
Oh.
And I freaked out. Yeah.
So that was not a turn on.
Oh, my goodness.
Honey. They started putting up my clothes.
It was the heels that were really scary. Yeah.
That doesn't go with that pocketbook.
Yeah.
We laugh, but we're watching this in a movie theater. We're like,
just like that. Well, that's how I was. Yeah. And the psychic is saying, don't let go, don't let go. And he's trying to pull away, and he's talking in a woman's voice. And the psychic was asking him questions, and I was absolutely terrified. We couldn't get him out of it for quite some time. And even then, we took him in the other room, and we're like, what's your name? What's your kids' names? You know, trying to ground him. I was so terrified I couldn't ask him about it for a year, and that was my husband. Yeah, it was just really scary.
Putting his clothes in the hamper the right way.
And it gets worse. We got to go to break. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be like a one-and-done break here. We're into three. We're going to post this whole deal up on the podcast site on our radio station website. But we'll have you back because this is where it just starts, AJ. This is the first 5 minutes of the movie, really. Yeah. All right, Francis, thanks for coming on. Let's go to the Jewett City Vampire. Michael Balava is on. Tell us the backstory on this one.
When people think of creepy New England, you think about ghosts, haunted houses, you know, the witches in Salem, of course. But New England really is a hotbed for the belief in vampirism. And Eastern Connecticut and the Rhode Island border, the communities there, not just in the colonial times, but actually in the 1800s and right up through almost the turn of the last century. In 1892, there was the last case of a body being exhumed, searching for the area's vampire. And that was in Exeter, Rhode Island.
Wow.
The Jewett, the Jewett City vampires on the eastern side of the state were focused on the Ray family. And the Ray family, over a period of about almost 10 years, about 9 years, members of the family were slowly dying as if their life was being drained away. The disease was actually tuberculosis, but folks at that time weren't sure what was taking the lives of families. And vampires could only attack family members. They could attack their parents, brothers, sisters, not strangers, not people outside the family.
Why?
I've never heard that before.
Well, the inbred vampires?
Yep. And that's the New England belief of vampires. It's not really like the European belief.
It's like
the first Ray,
New York clam chowder, Manhattan clam chowder, uh-huh. and clam chowder. Right. That was not a good analogy.
I don't understand.
In my head, it was good.
No, I want clam chowder. No, thank you.
All right.
I did immediately.
Just like white and red.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I still don't understand.
We interrupt this awesome break to bring you something stupid.
And now we clam up.
Okay, go ahead.
No, and the, Lemuel was a 24-year-old son of in the Ray family, and he passed away. And a few later, his dad, Henry, passed away. And then after that, this is a long-term disease, of course. And then after that, the other brother, he was 26, Elijah, passed away. And in 1854, they decided that enough was enough, and they had to exhume the graves and find out who was sucking the life out of their family members.
It was Hartford.
Oh, that is terrifying.
And what they would do is that once the bodies were exhumed, and in some cases they found out that even though a person may have been dead for months, years, their bodies still appeared to be vibrant, as if they were still alive.
Fresh.
They would take that body and they would burn the corpse as they did in Jewett City. They would assemble the bonfire and put the brother on the fire, on the flames, burn him. They didn't touch the father for some reason, and they. The fires consumed the corpses, and that was supposed to cure the disease, the vampirism that was draining the family.
Wait, they consumed it?
No, actually, that's a great question, because in 1892, in the Rhode Island case with Mercy Brown, her brother was dying slowly. They exhumed the body of Mercy Brown just a few months after she passed away. They removed the heart from the body, burned the heart, took the ashes and had the brother, Mercy Brown's brother, drink a potion with those ashes in it.
What?
That's where Have Mercy came from. Have Mercy.
Man, I could have been a doctor back then.
We all could have been. We all could have been. Get a headache? Let me drill a hole in your head.
You know, blacksmith doctor. I don't know.
Right.
I think I'll be a
barber doctors.
Right. It was clearly it was easy.
Yep.
Where's
right?
the instruction manual on this?
The tradition, the oral tradition continued that this was a way to combat unexplained deaths. And in some cases, folks didn't even know, or they had forgotten, or maybe the ceremonies were conducted, you know, under cover of night and nobody knew what was going on, because there's another vampire case in Connecticut that's nearby Jewett City in Griswold. And it was only after a forgotten family plot had been found that a grave was exhumed. When they were returning the bodies to this family plot, uncovered accidentally, they found that a skull and two bones were crossed. Imagine, like, you know, the pirate flag, the Jolly Roger.
Yeah.
That those were placed back in the coffin. So the body had been removed from its grave, the head decapitated, and then placed on the center of the chest so that the vampire could no longer rise from the dead.
Yeah, kind of difficult. It made a lot of noise if they did.
Well, they wouldn't be able to find their way around.
It's like nunchucks.
Destroy the inner organs, burn the body, decapitate the corpse, anything that's going to stop that spirit from leaving the grave and attacking family members.
Talking to Michael Balava, we're going to talk about Midnight Mary.
And Midnight Mary has been an ongoing New Haven legend for many, many years. And it all focuses on the inscription on her grave in Evergreen Cemetery. And her large gravestone reads, "At high noon, just from and about to renew her daily work, in her full strength of body and mind, Mary E. Hart, having fallen prostrate, remained unconscious until she died at midnight, October 15, 1872, born December 16, 1824. But it's the top inscription on the stone that folks focus on, and that says, "The people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away." Mm. What's happened? That's actually a quote from the Book of Job. But people who visit the site say that if they go to see Mary at midnight, they too will either vanish or die tragic deaths. And
like people, right away or within a year,
prolonged period of time, like a lifetime.
The two backstories concern people that will die within 7 years. And the reports are they have their throat slashed open. Other reports are that, yes, it's immediate because somebody will say that they're going to defy the curse, visit Mary Hart's grave at midnight, and then they're never seen again.
Bill says for a good time call.
Yeah, right. There are midnight Marys, but not like this one.
Right. Swipe left.
So she died when she was 48. That seems like a good run in 1872.
Yeah, and they've looked into her backstory that she was a citizen just in New Haven. She had passed away at the age of 47 or 48. They felt that a heart attack? They don't know. A stroke? They feel it was a stroke, but what caused that gravestone to be inscribed was in such a manner. It was after she died that same week, a relative had a nightmare that Mary had been buried alive, and when they removed the earth, they opened the coffin, they found out that she had been, because there were signs that she struggled to scratch her way out of the coffin.
Oh, that sucks.
That's why at midnight, when she died and then she was buried, she does not rest peacefully. Mm. And anybody that goes to disturb
her. You can't really blame her.
No, you can't. Because
Mary, you know, what's the deal here?
I'd be PO'd too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so people see her still?
They'll go try to visit the site to see the ghost at midnight.
I'm good.
It's illegal, of course, but you have to worry that if you do visit at midnight and see anything, you might not be able to leave the graveyard ever again.
Maybe you're on 9 a.m. if you had coffee, you know?
Or get your affairs in order.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Send a friend over there, like.
Damn. Hey, at what point, Michael, did they say, you know, this whole burying people when we think they're dead, maybe we should make sure they're dead and take their organs out.
Right, or just check first.
When did that happen?
Hmm. Oh, that's only a 20th century invention. Yeah, embalming was not employed at this time. That's why folks were often seen when they removed them afterwards or relocate a grave, they'd find the bodies not pure but looking as if they were definitely still alive.
Damn,
that sucks.
Yeah.
my dad had a reoccurring dream that he woke up in his casket.
Oh man,
really?
And oh, so, that's terrible.
No, he wanted and was cremated because of that. He's like, yeah. You're not. Nope. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Had enough horror already.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Not going to live that one from the text.
Well, I
we touched on that last week, that there were bells that were connected to the coffin. So if a person was to wake up from, a coma, that they could ring the bell.
Ring for service, yes.
From the casket.
Right, ring for service. That's when you hear... It's not dumbass news. It's someone buried alive.
That's bad if you fall asleep on the job.
Yeah,
it's a lot of dirt to shovel.
It is.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, it's not immediate.
Oh man, I just finished.
All right, just hold your breath for a second. We'll be in there by 6 hours.
Yeah.
We got one guy with a shovel.
What were you reading there?
I looked up when embalming really started. It said during the Civil War, there was this one doctor in the army that embalmed about 4,000 soldiers and officers.
One doctor.
They were dead.
One doctor.
He was dead first, right?
Only one doing it.
Yep.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because they'd have to return the bodies to their homes, sure.
Okay. I was pickled Friday night.
Thomas Holmes.
Holmes.
Why isn't it just Thomas Holmes?
Holmes.
Why
is
it Holmes?
I made it sound creepy.
Holmes.
I never knew the Headless Horseman from Connecticut.
Ichabod Crane?
Yeah, yeah, very similar. It's super similar. The stories involve the American Revolution, both of the stories. And in the Connecticut version, in Canton, Connecticut, there was during the preparation for the Battle of Saratoga in New York State, the French army that was assisting the Americans was waiting their payroll. And the paymaster was leaving Hartford, heading to Saratoga. The satchels were filled with gold and silver for the French officers. He passed through Canton, and he stayed at the inn overnight. Hmm. He never left the inn. So the French government retraced his steps, trying to find out where he and the payroll were, and it only went as far as that inn in Canton. They feel that he was murdered, most likely by the innkeeper. And then years later, when the inn did burn down after over 100 years, they did find a body buried in the cellar without a head.
They did?
Never thought of looking down there first? No CSI back then, I'm guessing.
And
they weren't that interested in looking for him.
Yeah, just kind of like looked down to the basement.
Yeah, he was here. We saw him.
This seems to be a little unearthed over here.
Did he check out? Oh, he checked out all right.
Yes, he did have life.
Okay. Right. All right, well, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
We'll be off.
And that's how the story went. They really said that, nope, he's checked out, he's left. But they didn't say, of course, that he was murdered. After the body was uncovered, that's when the story started to appear. Wow. People still see on the roads around Canton, you know, leading towards Albany, on the old Albany-Litchfield Turnpike, heading towards New York State, they'll see a headless rider racing on a horse at night, and often cars will swerve out of the way to avoid hitting what they think is somebody on a horse, and they'll end up in a ditch or on the side of the road, or the horse will pass right through the car. There's one story, definitely in this century, somebody had pulled over, it was at night, they were lost, they asked for directions, and that there was a man on the side of the road, and he didn't reply verbally, he just pointed with his hand. And as the guy turned away, he looked around again just to see. That was odd to see a guy on the side of the road, you know, just in the shadows. He did see that the fellow had no head.
He just shrugged. Hey.
Well, that's why he didn't reply. He didn't have a mouth.
Right.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he couldn't reply. He just pointed.
Right. Exactly.
He pointed the
right.
way.
Talks to his hands. Jeez. He's Italian.
Yeah, you can't ask him for directions.
Well, you can't, no.
There was a house that was between my house and where my friend's house was, so probably our houses were a mile apart.
Okay.
But right in between this journey was this old white colonial built right on top of the road, which you can tell this is old school.
Yeah.
And they had a sign out front that said Sleepy Hollow, painted in those weird, like, scary, like, English letters.
Sure. Okay.
And the trees around this house were so big that, and there were no streetlights back then, that there was no light that penetrated down,
yeah.
You know, like in the fall.
Yeah.
And the scariest thing for me is when I ate dinner over at my friend's house, I had to ride my bike home.
Oh.
And riding past this house.
Just speed up.
Was the scariest thing. Now, I would pedal that bike so fast. And then now if there's any loose parts on the bike here, clang, 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 clang.
Right.
Clang, 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 clang.
I don't care.
Oh, my God, it's behind me. Clang, 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 clang.
Clinkety clink, clinkety clink.
Meanwhile, the person who lived there was so nice, had cookies.
Yeah.
Why would anybody stop over here?
I don't understand. People don't visit anymore.
I made their favorites.
She's English, apparently.
I've got television and everything.
Just take down the sign that says Sleepy Hollow.
Right, maybe like Wide Awake Hollow would be nice.
Do you have to have that out there?
Yeah, maybe someone says welcome, for example. Maybe cut some trees down.
Yeah.
Here's a thought.
Anyway,
so. You say? Just enhancing.
All right, so Headless Horseman. And then let's do the Lady in White, and then we'll move on here. Michael Balavazan. He's author of Wicked Bridgeport and Wicked New Haven.
So, song by Christy Berg?
Lady in White!
Yes, the Lady in White.
Yeah, red already, one in white.
This ghost haunts a cemetery in Easton, Union Cemetery in Easton.
Union Job.
Lots of people claim to have seen her, of course, appearing in either a nightgown or a wedding dress. She wanders the Union Cemetery, the church next door. She'll wander around the grounds. And also, witnesses say that they'll witness the lady in white down the road, down Stepney Road, Route 59, at the other end in the town of Monroe at Stepney Cemetery. And that is where Ed and Lorraine Warren are interred, in Stepney Cemetery in Monroe.
I'm going to visit.
So they'll see. It's strange because it seems to be the same characteristics of a certain ghost that's appearing not in one but two different cemeteries. I mean, they're relatively close, but it's just odd that the characteristics just keep being repeated. Folks will see red eyes in the woods, but also this woman that floats among the gravestones.
What's her deal?
Wasted.
You know, no one is really sure. They feel that it may be a person who was murdered in the 1940s. This woman was murdered after she had killed her husband, and it's her ghost that wanders the cemetery. Others feel that it was a child that died in birth, and that she is searching for her lost baby.
Red eyes and flying, probably wasted.
So it's tragic and sad stories. I mean, they're usually associated with hauntings.
Yeah. Little Visine, fix it right up.
All right. Author of Wicked Bridgeport and Wicked New Haven, Michael Balava. Thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate it.
Oh, and if you do go to the Easton Cemetery, it's also where Johnny Winter is buried.
Oh.
What?
Near Frankenstein.
What?
No, that's his brother, Edgar.
Okay.
Wait, what?
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 Really?
Yep. Johnny Winter, I mean, a great rock blues musician. And he loved Easton. It's where he lived.
Maybe that's the white ghost.
And he, oh.
That was him walking around.
Yeah. Albino.
That was him walking around.
An albino. He and his brother albino.
Just him walking around this whole time. Right. I'm trying to find my site where I'm going to be buried.
Right. Looking for a plot.
Okay, then.
He did have some rhythm when he walked, yes.
Oh, that's an interesting tidbit. All right, Michael. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. So, Ashley, did you see your scary movie?
No. Because I looked it up on Netflix and it was not there.
So end of search.
Yep. Nope.
Right. Don't Sinister, go someplace else and look for it.
Sinister 2 was on there, not Sinister 1. The deal was Sinister, or the original.
And Sinister 1.
That's a loophole. Well,
Keith said to rent it, he would pay for it.
Yes, he did say that.
Can you not fact check everything?
But your Halloween costume looked great.
Yes, it did.
I was festive. Just didn't watch.
I must have missed that.
Oh, we
what, on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I was a witch. There'll be another one next weekend.
Oh. Okay.
Another costume or another witch?
Another costume.
Oh.
Well, okay.
So you didn't watch the movie?
No, I watched the trailer. It was very freaky.
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 It's a freaky yow.
Freaky,
please remind me never to give you anything important to do.
Right.
Perfect.
Right. Well, I was going to defuse that nuclear bomb, but, you know, it's Halloween, so I had to dress up.
Yeah.
Right. I walked past it.
I did walk past it, though.
Oh, good. Good.
But, you know, there was no clippers there, so that's a deal breaker. It's a loophole.
I found it, and then I noticed I didn't have a manicure, and I was like, I can't do this without that.
Well, I was going to, but Disney was on.
Sinister was not on Netflix, and that is a loophole.
No.
It's not a loophole.
No, it's not. You
no
keep
one
saying
said
that.
You must watch it on Netflix. It said you must watch the movie.
I do not have access to it.
Where do you find it?
It's too scary. I'm going to pee in the bed.
All right, which one is it?
Sinister.
No,
excuse?
Yeah, you can only have one. When people have eight excuses, they're lying.
I'm trying to throw everything on the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah, she was so hoping we'd forget. That's what I think happened.
Also
so
that.
There's Sinister Circle. Oh, Sinister.
Sinister 3D.
Sinister Movie.
Sinister Goes to College.
Sinister in Space.
Sinister Road Trip.
All right, so where do you find it? Is it on Amazon?
I don't know. This is the problem.
Wow. She didn't look at all.
I'm getting angry. Like, you didn't even look and say, well, it's $8. I'm not spending $8.
I did not know.
I've been good.
Wait,
I've been good.
Ooh. Don't get away.
Hey, you're facing me for once. Hi, Chaz. Yeah. I'm not so bad now, am I?
I'm looking away.
Oh. See, now looking this way?
That's a slow chair pivot that you see in, like, horror movies. You're like, oh, something bad's about to happen here.
Dun, dun, dun. It got so cold in here all of a sudden.
All right, so you're assigned to watch the movie this weekend, and you got as far as Googling it on Netflix.
Yeah, I searched for it on Netflix last night at like 9:31.
At 9:31 last night you did it?
Yes, I procrastinated all weekend, yes, because I was scared.
Spent six hours putting on Halloween makeup.
So you figure right before going to bed, instead you'll watch it. As opposed to watching it like early on Friday, so you have 2 days to forget about it.
Right.
It is a strategy.
We're going to make video of you watching it.
It is a strategy.
So, do we have any of that?
I do have video of my revelation that it's not on Netflix and me giving myself a pass for the assignment. I don't know if that counts.
Wow.
If this were a horror movie, this is the scene where the girl walks into the haunted house with the guy with the giant sickle.
Right.
She's in that much danger right now.
I'm just going to make a phone call.
Are you sickle guy here, Chad?
I'm the sickle guy.
Put the sickle down.
Well, you don't see the sickle right now. Now he's holding it behind his back and saying, no, it's fine. Don't worry.
He
and
says,
once
sure.
you get within arm reach,
no.
you're going to lose your head.
No, go right ahead. Make a phone call.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You don't even see me. I'm hiding behind a door.
Use our phone.
She walked in. It's like the door creaks. Creak. Thank you. She steps in.
Hello, is anyone here? Let me walk up the stairs because I hear sounds up there.
And everybody's yelling at the screen, just watch the movie.
Right.
just watch Sinister.
Watch the
Don't
movie.
Go up the stairs and make an excuse.
Watch the movie.
Watch the friggin' movie.
Oh, my God, watch the movie.
This is so unbelievable. She had all weekend. Why would she wait till now? This doesn't make any sense. No one would ever do it this way.
That's what we'd be yelling out at the screen.
Right? But Halloween costume looked great.
I don't think Boss Keith understands the repercussions of this. Like, I'm going to be seeing this stupid guy's face, like, in the darkness when I get up in the morning to come to work. He'll be, like, his face will be right
again,
there.
Again, I don't think he cares about that.
His face will be.
I mean, it's a very predictable. You see Ethan Hawke move into this house, and you tell him not to move into this house, and he goes, oh, there are old film things up in the attic. And then he watches the film, and this guy lives in the film, and it's like a portal to his world. I can tell you what happens. I don't have to watch it.
Boss Keith also says, I'll murder you.
He does say that.
Yes.
The point of the exercise was not that you tell us what happens.
Yeah, we're a synopsis. Right.
I got a really good feeling about this.
So he goes up into the attic, and there's a box.
What's in the box?
He opens the box. Hanging out. Canisters of film.
Oh.
Of course, he puts the film on.
There's sinister canisters. The old Super 8s.
That's the family who lived here.
No, they're all hanging.
Oops. Want to hang out?
These are serial murders?
I don't know.
Kind of serial.
First one I found dates back to the 60s.
Oh, my God.
All these cases.
What's the matter with you?
No one's quite sure. I think it started at birth.
By the way, the Twitch tribe, pissed. Pissed.
Oh,
you're twitching like crazy.
We're all pissed right now.
Tell Ashley it's $1.99 to rent on Amazon. That's all. It's like one link after another in the
Amazon.
Twitch chat.
Here, you want $1.99?
Stop it, Chaz. He's actually getting out his wallet. Chaz, I can't watch this movie. Did you see the creepy guy with no mouth?
What about him? Doesn't say much.
We didn't see the creepy guy with no mouth. We saw the creepy girl with no brain.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
It wasn't on Netflix.
What are the comments on the Twitch chat?
Let's see. Yeah, $1.99 to rent on Amazon. That's from Michelle. Thank you.
Michelle, stop it.
Yep. She also posted a link, Amazon.com, Sinister.
Super easy.
Mamsy, tell Ashley... She has to rent it. Oh, they're so mad at you.
It's the scariest movie, like, in America.
Dee says, who doesn't have Amazon now? She's just lying.
No, I don't. I really don't. I got enough. I got Sling. I got this one. I got that one. I got Disney Plus. I don't have Amazon.
Do you order stuff on Amazon?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Do you have an account to do that?
But I don't have Prime.
Yeah, but yeah, but you.
Sounds like me talking.
Oh, my.
This whole thing is sinister.
I have never been onto something this big before.
Beg pardon?
Early Christians believed that Bagul actually lived in the
Bagul?
Bagul.
Bagul.
Was that the Italian name of the store? Hey, Bagul,
hey,
how you been?
Hey, how you doing, Bagul?
Hey, how you been,
hey,
man?
Bagul.
Hey, how my iris looks nice, right?
I have a gabagool for my friend Bagul.
Hey, come on over for a barbecue, got some sausage.
I'd watch that
Children
movie.
Exposed to the images were especially vulnerable to Bagul's abductions.
Bagul!
I wanted to paint her picture.
Who are you talking about?
Stephanie.
This was a British lady.
Oh, boy.
So hey, now
the little girl's involved.
Did you say dirt?
She's been affected.
That's Ashley in the meeting with Bob Keith after this.
You're going to meet Bagul. You mean Brother Fa.
I get what you did there.
AJ was really proud of that one.
Yeah. He's patting himself on the back.
I like myself.
What's the matter? What's
He's
happening?
Burning the phone.
What's the matter, Bagul?
We have to leave here now.
I want pasta, Bagul.
Yeah, too late. You're not getting out, pal.
Yep, this happens. The script says so.
It's very scary.
Well, yeah, it's called Scary Movie.
It's called Sinister, but
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sinister, not Disney flick. They're not going to break into song anytime. There's no governess. There's no kids having candy.
Right.
There's no one holding something over the end of a mountain.
Is that a Sound of Music reference?
It's whatever you want to be.
I'll watch that movie.
That's Sinister.
So
did you leave here Friday knowing you weren't going to do it?
No, I looked it up on Netflix.
At 9:31 yesterday.
Yeah, last night. It was 9:31. It was 9:31.
Wow.
Yeah, that was less than 12 hours ago.
There's no need to do math.
The Twitch group. What do we call them? The Twitchers?
The Twitchers.
Right.
Twitchers.
Yeah, so it's both Keith's eye twitching.
Twitch
like Forrest Whitaker right now.
Twitch Tribe. They're not happy either.
No.
Ashley was given an assignment, and she totally blew it off.
I watched the trailer.
Waited till 9:30 last night.
That was not the assignment.
And I looked it up on Netflix, and it just, no fault of my own that it was not on Netflix.
You're the only one absolving yourself of this.
I gave myself a pass. Yes, I did.
Okay.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
So when they come up with your paycheck and if they can't find a piece of paper to print it on, that's okay?
That's different.
Oh.
Very different.
They gave a pass on that one.
Very, very, very different.
Well, you know, we tried to find the money, but we couldn't find it, so we gave us all a pass.
Yeah. We looked.
Right. But we did see how much
find
she,
it.
We did see how much she earned.
Did you
week.
Really look? Well, I opened my drawer.
At 9:31 I did, yes.
At 9:30, the day before payday.
Right.
Couldn't find a piece of paper to print that out on.
Right, I was going to go actually look for some.
Yeah.
Had another tribe member text me, if I have to listen to Ashley praise the Backstreet Boys, then she can make time to do her Chaz and AJ homework. F for effort.
Yes.
Is that Dom?
She puts the F in effort.
Damn it, Dom.
It's not Dom. F for listening.
Wow. She's supposed to watch Sinister.
Right.
Why would people... I just don't understand the concept of this.
People like to be scared.
No. Yeah. Why?
Okay.
I'm not going to subject myself...
It's a feeling.
...to an unhappy, yucky, hollow feeling inside my body.
That fear is based on fiction. You should be really embracing the real fear now that there's a boss walking around who is pissed at you.
I looked it up. It wasn't there.
And he's not sinister. He's worse.
He said he would
he
pay for
sinister
it.
Afraid.
Exactly. Even sinister.
Whatever that
Keith
bad
little.
Thing is right, in right, sinister,
right.
It hides under the bed when Keith is mad.
Oh,
exactly.
No. Oh, no. The boss.
Yeah.
Man, I just saw the rage because, you know, he's got to wear his mask in the kitchen. Just in his eyes, he came in. He's like, what is the matter with her?
He said the F word.
Yeah. I can't say that now.
No,
it's
can.
A scary movie, Boss
and then, Keith. And then he goes, Chaz better have watched his. And then you just walk into the meeting.
Oh, I'm billing the company for, I believe it was 90 minutes. Like, they're getting a bill. Like, I want. That was the worst movie in the history of movies. It is a 90-minute. Bad music video from the 80s.
So did you like it?
And it's what could have been a 2.5 minute video where they set it up, it's a song, and then ends and got it. No, they had to drag it out with words and bad acting. Oh, my God. I could have made a better movie by myself if I played every part in the movie myself.
You should.
It would have been a more entertaining movie than that piece of garbage.
Entertaining a good way or a bad way, though.
I watched a lot of Halloween movies, just Sinister wasn't one of them.
That was the only one you were asked to watch.
Yeah, you had an assignment.
Yeah, Charlie Brown, Halloween.
Didn't watch that one.
Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yet.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Phil, how's it going? She should be punished.
This isn't Phil.
That was weird.
The call's from coming inside the house.
Right.
The call is from the movie.
Yeah.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.